when you have been enlightened about the rules and the powers and what they are and how they function, everything. So today you are in a different stage of enlightenment. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good. At least you know what it is. No more trouble. So I thought maybe before I start Upagrahas, I will do a little Mimamsa on the Aprakasha Grahas. Because they say, you know, there must always be sweet dish after the food. So that we understand exactly what we are doing. See, think of the... You know that you think of the... This is the man... reflection, and here is the Papa Purusha. Okay? Inverted. Now, the right hand in the inversion is the left. In this reflected image, the right hand looks like a left hand. If you look at a mirror and stand in front of the mirror, your right hand becomes the left hand over there. And your left hand becomes the right hand. See that? Similarly, the left leg becomes the right leg, and the right leg becomes the left leg. The brain remains the same. What do you say? You agree with this reflection? Look at yourself in the mirror, you will clearly find out in a minute. Hold a pen in your hand and you will see in the reflected image it will be on the left hand. So now, the head is said to be Shiva. Shiva is on the head. So here also it is the same, Shiva. In the reflected image. The hands are said to be that of Vishnu, Jagannath. Amarahata Jagannath, that's what we say. Your hands are Jagannath. Your karma is Vishnu. Vishnu only looks at karma. He doesn't care about your head. How big you are, what crown you are wearing on your head, he doesn't care. He was only looking at your karma. So the right hand is said to be Rama. And the left hand is Krishna. In the reflection, the left hand becomes Rama and the right hand is Krishna. The two principal forms of Vishnu are Rama and Krishna. The leg is said to be Shakti. This is Shakti. In mantra, it is a well-known principle that the feet are always controlled by Shakti. In Shakti, the right leg is said to be Kali. There are two principal forms of Shakti. They are called Kali and Tara. So the right leg is Kali and the left leg is Tara. In reflection, the right leg becomes Tara and this is Kali. But here we can see, therefore, Shiva is controlling Dhuma. This is Krishna controls Vyadipata. Rama controls Parivesha, is it? Tara controls Indrachapa. And Kali controls Upakya. This gives us a very, very clear picture on who is controlling what. And that is why they say the first effect of Tara Sadhana is marriage. The first effect of Tara Sadhana is marriage. She has the If you remember, when we did Indra chapter yesterday, it was for Jala, is it not? And therefore, this gives things like marriage. And her bija is called the Vadhu bija. Which is Strim. Strim means spouse.
That is why Tara bija is Vadhu bija, which is Strim, which is spouse.
This is one of the principal derivations of Mantra Shastra. Principal derivation. In which the root is being derived. Why is her bija Strim and not Trim? It is Strim because in Strim she is removing the negative of Indra Chapa so that you can have a relationship and you can marry and stay happily married.
Vadhu bija.
On the other hand, this Kali bija is spirituality. That is why it is cream. Cream bija and stream bija.
Did you get the two? Cream bija is fighting the evils within.
Cream has to do with gati, the spiritual path. Whereas stream has to do with spiritual path with marriage. There is a difference between the two. One is spiritual path without marriage, that is cream, and one is spiritual path with marriage, that is stream. Therefore, there are two feet, there are two directions. Both lead to the same destination.
Both the feet will lead to the same destination. So whether you start walking with the left foot, if you are walking with the left foot, means look at me, I am standing. If I start walking with my left foot first, that is stream. If I start walking with my right foot first, it is cream. So you observe a person when he is standing and he starts walking. If he walks like this with the left foot first, it is stream. All you have to do is to look at his feet. If the person naturally favors the right foot first, it is cream. He wants to go towards single, alone. Strim wants to have a partner. So you can change your destiny by choosing to start walking with the left foot. It is called pratyarida, left foot ahead. It's a very peculiar thing, it is a very small thing. You ask the person to sit down, please sit down to have some food. When he sits down, does he sit on his left foot or does he sit on his right foot? If he sits on his left, that means it is trim. If he sits on his right, it is cream. So when the person sits down, all I do is just look at the feet and I know what he is doing. It is as simple as that, the gati. So if you have changed your seating and you are sitting more on your right foot now, it means maybe your marriage is breaking. Maybe you are separating. Maybe you want to be alone. You want to change that? Start sitting on your left foot. You will come back together. It is a very small thing, I tell you. But as Jyotish, these small things matter. You catch it then and there. So you agree that the spiritual paths are two. One is with marriage and one is without marriage. One is with spouse, one is without spouse. In the Hindu Shastras, higher importance is given to the spiritual path with spouse. It is said to be the responsible path. The other is not called the path of responsibility because you have not taken any social responsibility. What social responsibility have you taken? Your parents gave birth to you. Have you returned that favor to the society? You have not returned the favor to the society if you don't marry and produce a child. That debt will remain. To get out of that debt, only your mother can free you from that debt. Nobody else can free you. Okay?
Am I being understood?
Now, if you could not produce a child for whatever reason, did you adopt a child? You don't have to physically adopt and look after. You can always give the money and share in the upbringing of the child. There could be a neighbor who has a beautiful child and you could share with the neighbor, let me handle some cost. Did you do that? If you did not do that, then how have you paid back your debt? Calmly think, your parents have produced you. Therefore, you owe the obligation to society. That is called Brahmarina. The debt of birth, Brahmarina. So you have to think of returning and repaying this debt in some form or manner. It is an important obligation. Normally, that is why when people take sannyas at an early age, without marriage and without anything, they take shishyas. So that the shishyas they will treat as children and they will pay back the debt. That is why they take shishyas. Otherwise, why do you need shishyas? You don't need them. So you have to take them to pay back the debt. Now, ashrama. There are four ashramas. Ashrama is from the word ashraya, shelter. Life has four shelters. We talked about this yesterday, slightly, which is, first is your childhood, balya, in which you learn about your family and all that your family has to teach. This is yovana. Yovana is the stage where you marry, you have kids, you become a father or a mother, and you share that social responsibility of bringing up the children. And also contribute to the community by producing in the production of knowledge or in the production of goods, services, you serve the society. Yovana. Then comes Vriddha. Vriddha is the stage where you are handing over the responsibilities of the production to your children or to suitable people. Where you are gradually giving away the responsibilities of running all the production. Where you are getting your children married. So you have to pass through this stage, and in this stage for a man, Kanyadana is considered the greatest gift. Kanyadana means the offering of his daughter to another suitable groom. Is the highest gift that he can give. At that point, on the day of the offering, the person who comes to receive the offering is said to be Sri Ram himself. So your bridegroom, your son-in-law, becomes Ram. On that day, once there is a thing called when the person comes into the marriage mandap, they do certain rituals. That means by which he becomes Ram for the period of marriage. In olden days, the women would wash his feet and take some water and drink it. Because he has that power just for one day. Not even one day, few hours. For a few hours, that man is invested with the power of Sri Ram. So they wash his feet. The father-in-law himself washes the feet and takes some water from the foot. Because nowadays they don't do that, they just take some water and put it on the head. They feel this is the age-old practice, what is it? But this practice is a very important practice because it is respecting the son-in-law. So it ensures a very healthy relationship between father-in-law and son-in-law. Very, very healthy, very respectful relationship. They have a very high respect for each other. And then the father who has given his daughter away has finished his third ashrama, the Vriddha ashrama, in which he has seen the daughter go, then the daughter will get pregnant, then she will come, give birth to the children. That is Vriddha. That means when you are becoming grandparents. That is the third ashrama. After the third ashrama is completed, then you renounce everything and with your spouse, you are supposed to go away to an ashram of a sage, or to a meditation center, or to some such place which is remote, away from normal civilization, where you can spend your last days in contemplation of God. That is called Aranya. So you have four clear stages of life defined. And these four stages are the four ashramas which are considered the correct path, the righteous paths. Because that is the path defined by Sri Rama. So, having chosen that, you know that basically what you are choosing is the right-handed path of Rama. These... Can I have another color? This right hand and left leg are related. That means right hand is Rama, left leg is Tara. Tara means stream, marriage. This is the right-handed path. The left-handed path is that of Krishna and Kali. You see that? Which is the path of renunciation, which encourages sannyasa at some stage. At the age of 50, you must hand over everything and just take sannyasa. In which case, both you and your spouse are simultaneously taking sannyas. In which the man is going to the men's this thing and the woman is going to the women's center. So then they get separated. Because once you take sannyas, no family is supposed to exist. If no family is existing, therefore you are alone. It is a lonely path. We have come alone, we will leave alone. That is the Krishna Kali path. At that age, what happens, many of the women, even in India, even queens of Orissa, used to pack their bags and go away to Puri. They will stay there alone, spend their last days. There was this famous queen who had decided that all she will do in her last days would make flower decorations for Jagannath's nose. So she spent her whole 20-30 years of her old age just making flower decorations. So she and her attendants would go in the morning and collect flowers, and they would make the flower decorations so that from the morning aarti, when the dress is put at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, the flower, this thing would be hers. She started that. And because she started it earlier, people were doing it. But when she started it, now it has become a habit that from her place, even though she has passed, the flowers come for Jagannath's nose. They didn't break the tradition that she started. To honor her, that look at this lady. She perfectly followed the path that she chose. You can choose this path, the left path, left hand, right leg, or the right hand, left leg path. Choose one. But whatever you choose, follow it properly. Okay? Now, so you have to choose between one of these two, either stream or cream. Now look at the bijas of the devatas. Krishna bija is clean, K-L-I-N. Whereas Rama bija is shreem. Do you see a relationship between stream and shreem? And do you see a relationship between cream and cream? So the right-handed path. The right hand is your right hand. This is you. This is only your papa purusha. Your right hand is shreem. So, shall we start a little bit? Shreem. Left hand? Cream. Right leg? Left leg? Stream. Cream. So, can I say cream
and clean. Screen and shrine.
Shiva is on the head, irrespective. He doesn't change. No change. You take this path or this path, he is there. He just observes. He is the witness. Sakshi. So, Shiva is always Haum. Sada Shiva, Haum. He doesn't change. So the right-handed path is marriage. Left-handed path, no marriage. But that has now been misinterpreted as Dakshina Marga and Vama Marga, which is actually wrong. Vama Marga is originally that of Krishna and Kali. It has been misinterpreted by the tantrics in a different way. Actually, they have taken it to a very dark level. There is a very pure level to Vama Marga. It is very, very pure. You can make anything dirty. You can dirty anything. Or you can clean anything. Choice is in here, in your mind. Okay. With that, I am open to any questions from yesterday. So that I will finish this topic. Any questions? Any doubts? About the Aprakasha Grahas? Okay, I'll ask Vishti will ask.
What was evident from the first three Aprakash Grahas, how the table was moving. In the two last, it was hard to make sense of.
Mm-hmm. You didn't reverse them?
We did. For Simha, we reversed. For Karka, we did reverse, obviously.
See, you must remember that in the feet, it is the opposite to the hand, no?
But do we still see it from Simha and Karka?
You see it from Simha and Karka, but don't move. Like for Simha, you would have normally reversed, right?
Yes.
But that is not so, because it is the feet. See, when the right hand is forward, the left leg is forward. See this?
Makes sense.
So, for Simha, you will go direct, and for Karka, you will go in the reverse. So, please remember the five things. We start with Vrishchika, which is Dhuma, and we are going direct. That is the head. Okay? Shiva is there. Second, we start from Tula, go in the reverse. For Vyatipata. Third, we start for Parivesha, we are starting from Kanya and going direct. Okay? Now come to the feet. For the feet, it is Simha should have been reversed, but we will take it direct. For Karka, it should have been direct, but we will reverse it. Shall we see the thing now and see whether it is right or wrong? How do you understand it? Here. Start with Simha, Indrachapa Simha. Rheumatism has to do with the bones. Is that correct? Simha Rashi? Okay. Deafness? So we are going from Simha, are we going direct or reverse?
Yes.
We are going direct. So deafness or hearing problems will come to Kanya. Then killing of Brahmins comes to Tula. No, killing of Brahmins comes to Tula. It is the debility of Surya, where the Gayatri is destroyed. Squanders public money comes to Vrishchika. The thief is there. Magician and a coward comes to Dhanu. Dhanu Rashi has the power of a god and tries to show magic and miracles. Fear from the enemy is the story of Shani. The rest of it is easy. You just follow it. Start that Upaketu. Upaketu first will be in Cancer. Baldness is the first problem. Okay. Second will come to Mithuna, physical debility comes to Mithuna. Why? Because of excesses. Too much of excesses will cause physical debility. Sensitive nasal accent, nasal nose accent, speech comes to Taurus. Right? Perfumes and scents are in Aries. Okay? Then Shula Roga and twins comes to Pisces. Blindness is Aquarius, opposite the Sun. Death while stealing is in Capricorn. Death by poison is in Sagittarius. The debility. Look at the debilities. The moment you see Upaketu, look at all the debilities. You'll get your answer. Wonderful deeds is in Scorpio. Look, it's a bad Rashi. And there is no debility over there excepting that of the moon. And is death by a wonderful deeds is Scorpio. Yeah, death by a fall is coming in Tula. And then treasure is coming in Kanya. And squanderer calamity is coming in Sim.
Person has the Lord of the Ketu placed in the fifth house, and yes, this happens to be, let's say, particularly associated with children in that chart. In that can we say it's twins?
Yeah, twins are troubled from twins. Okay, let's go. Branka, what was your question? Very good question. We have not spoken about nakshatra dispositors. That is true. Mm-hmm. And to do that, actually my problem was, I will have to teach you the Shukla Paksha and the Krishna Paksha nakshatras. If I do that now, you will need a break for half an hour. So make a choice. Do you want to learn that? How many want to learn that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh my God. Everybody almost. Okay. Fine. Then we will do that. Let us stop this.